Thank you for downloading the PR Week, PR Week's weekly podcast. For more podcasts as well as breaking news, visit prweek.com.
Hello and welcome to the PR Week, PR Week's regular weekly roundup of everything that matters in the worlds of PR and communications. My name's Steve Barrett. I'm the editor-in-chief of PR Week. Going to guide you through a slightly shorter show this week because we're on location at the NAB show, which is the National Association of Broadcasters show at the Javits Center in New York City, with two fantastic guests, Jules Daly, who's president of RSA Films, and Greg Hahn, who's chief creative officer at BBDO. Welcome, Greg. Welcome, Jules. Thank you for joining
us
today.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure. I'm here to launch the Brand Film Festival, and you've just been on a great panel with us, which it launched today. Jules, let's start with you. You were involved in the BMW films back in the day, which many people see as the start of brand films. What is a brand film, and how does it differ from a commercial, and what can a brand achieve with a film rather than a...
I think most of the time it's an opportunity to tell a story, and always good storytelling around a brand. It enables you to play that story out around the brand without forcing the brand on someone. We have better filmmakers that are involved, sometimes actors are involved, but it's just kind of a more robust way of talking to an audience about a brand.
Greg, you worked on that as well. Was that a tipping point for brand filmmaking? Was that, you know, when you could then say to people, well, this is what you can do, you know, this is genuinely creative.
Yeah, this was early days of the internet, so the internet changed everything as far as brand films go, because suddenly there's a place to put them. But I think the biggest change that BMW offered that few people talk about was how it changed the economic model of commercial and filmmaking. Because before that, it was spend a lot of money on media and a small portion on production. With BMW Films, it sort of flipped that model, where you spent a lot of money on production and didn't have to spend a lot of money on media because people wanted to see it. So you drew
them
towards
it.
Yeah.
So that's great for you guys, because you're filmmakers and agency folks.
Yeah,
so
the money goes where we want it.
Yeah, it's not going to those horrible media agencies, or media owners. Yeah. But what's... Jules, tell us what the secret is to producing a great brand film. You know, since BMW, are there some examples you can point out that really, really have moved the needle and worked for brands?
Well, we did another thing early days, Greg and I did for Amazon, like before Amazon was the Amazon that it is now.
Taking over the world.
Yeah, and listen, at the end of the day,
all due to these films.
Probably.
Yeah, exactly.
I would imagine so.
it's all about what you read on paper for us. If something entices a great filmmaker, or then again an actress, then they're in normally. So if you can put, for us, it's about putting together a team of people that can complement that story, like in the film. I mean, Tony Scott used to say there's no difference between a commercial and a movie. One's a sprint, one's a marathon. And we like to think that we put, you know, the same excellence together for a short film or commercial as we do for a long, full-length feature film. So I think branded content lies right in the middle of that.
Sure. Now with Lego and Batman, you've got full-length feature films attached to a brand, haven't you?
Yeah.
Greg, from a creative point of view, how do you avoid a brand film just becoming a slightly lazy ad that, you know, you get maybe a bit indulgent, you've got more than 30 seconds to play with, and you maybe not as tight creatively? Is there a danger that can creep in?
Yeah, I mean, same rules kind of apply. It's only as long as it is interesting. Like, if you don't just put more stuff in there. It has to hold people's attention. In fact, the price of being boring is almost higher with branded content, because people will just click off immediately. They don't have to watch it to get to what they want. They choose to watch it. So you can't force the brand in there if it's not natural or if it's not right for the story. It's an entertainment media that educates about a brand.
Yeah, that distribution point is really important, isn't it, Jules? And I guess back in the BMW days, broadband was only just coming in, so watching a film online could be a bit of a challenge, but that's all changed now.
It was 30 minutes to download those BMW films.
Yeah, yeah. That's a game changer, isn't it?
The first round, which David Carter and Joe Sweet and another creative team were working on, had to be downloaded overnight.
Yeah, so, that's right.
Because the internet was, few people had broadband, at least, you know, by the time, a few years later, broadband advanced. So
that sounds like a server at Haymarket Towers, but anyway, that's our personal help. But talking about distribution, there's new ways of getting to people. People don't necessarily watch TV in the same way. A lot of young people don't even own a TV. So you have to, which is a difference, but you've got massive opportunities with the rise of social media and Twitter and Facebook, etc. How does that change what you're doing in that you know you're producing something that's going to be consumed in a different way?
Well, it is. I mean, it's, you know, if you said to us, to me, 2.5 years ago, we'd launched this Blade Runner piece on someone's Twitter account, I would have laughed. But it really is, it's that distribution channel and the followers that people have is the incredible access. But I think now also something that's different these days than it was like when we did BMWs, the way people share something that they love. So they see something that they like, they send it to each other, they put it up on their own, you know, personal social media platforms, and then the word trending started. I mean, trending wasn't even a word 10, 15 years ago. No,
the big difference is every single person is a broadcast network these
that's
days.
True.
You know,
yeah.
They push stuff out there and it becomes a you know, socially...
For sure. Do you still get clients coming to you and say, we want you to make something that's going to go viral?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah.
So how do you react to that?
I mean, I go make something that's viral. No.
Yeah.
I think, you know, the clients are now becoming aware of that viral is not a thing you can put on a brief. It's a thing that you would hope for. But when someone says they want something viral, that just means something good. So, yeah, we all want that. So,
yeah.
I love a client that wants something viral because it means their standard for good is going to be high.
Let's talk about the future and the way new technologies might. We're at the NAB show, a lot of new technology around here. VR and AR, you hear about that a lot. How is that playing into the brand film process and how you're communicating brand stories?
I think, like we were talking about earlier, it's a very specific way of platforming an idea or piece of entertainment, and it has to be, I think, the exact right fit for it. But whether it's video games, whether it's, you know, we had a great piece that we did for The Martian that was just appropriate. So I think it's coming. I think there's, you know, when you hear the numbers about how many headsets are going to be in homes by Christmas and by next year, I think that we will continue to build and come up with great ideas that are relevant in the VR space and the AR space. But it's definitely loud and proud and here, I think.
Is it, Craig, a problem? Do we really need to get to the tipping point where we don't need big bulky headsets like that for the thing to really take off in the same way cell phones, you know, took off when they weren't like the shape of a brick?
If that can be done, yeah, I think so. But I think now that they're figuring out ways that you don't have to make them so intrusive, I think Google's coming out with one that's relatively light and portable. It will start to take off more, but that's going to be a barrier. I think that in order for it to be an everywhere all the time type of thing, they have to figure out how to get rid of the headset.
Yeah. And the headphones.
Yeah.
They're just clunky.
What are the other trends we might see in the next 12 to 18 months in brand films?
Well, we talked about AR. I think now that, you know, Apple particularly is coming out with an AR built into the phone that's pretty robust, and clients are, you know, really interested in trying to figure that out, especially after Pokemon showed that massive amounts of people will play with it. I mean, who knows what's next, I guess,
Jules, anything you've seen?
No, I think music is a big part of it. You know, I loved music videos when I was growing up, and I think that musicians are starting to embrace it. You know, and it's a shorter format. I have no interest in watching a full-length film in VR at this point. But I think that for short pieces and to watch and hear music in that place, I think it'll be, that one's coming too.
So we've launched this Brand Film Festival. It's open for entries, brandfilmfestival.com. We're going to have a great gala screening in New York next May. What type of things do you want to see in that? How important is it to really celebrate that sort of storytelling in a format like that, online in events?
Well, it always helps to know where the bar is, because this is what's going to set the standard for the people out there creating right now, trying to think of what do we do? We have a brief for, you know, a brand film. This is what sets that bar and makes people go, I want to do something like that. It makes clients excited about it. So showing what works and what's great is going to do the industry and, you know, clients a lot of good, I think.
Jules?
No, listen, I think it's great. It does take a courageous client or brand to do something that's, you know, not the norm. But then again, once like BMW, once one thing is successful, people get on board with it.
Yeah.
Well, you can check out all the films from last year and this year, and go and find out how to enter the categories and the new categories we're doing with the NAB. Jules and Greg, been a pleasure chatting to you. Thanks so much for joining us, and look forward to seeing your films in the Brand Film Festival next year.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.